Blog
Good morning.
Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Rude Jude Credit Show.
Can you hear me?
Hello, hello, Mr. X.
Yes, how you doing?
Doing great, doing great. We are on our first episode. Okay, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Cliff?
Yep, yep.
Okay, as we get started today, today is the Rude Jude, the Credit Dude, and today we're using this episode to be a little bit more informative. We know that a lot of you have questions about credit repair in general, but specifically top flight credit. So I have a special guest today, Mr. X, who is here, and I'm going to ask him a barrage of questions that you generally have, and we're going to get the answers today. Okay, Mr. X, would you like to present yourself? Introduce yourself to everyone?
How you doing? In the credit restoration business, credit repair business, funding, personal funding for 20 plus years. We help the Rude Jude Credit Top Flight. And what happens is they sell the product and they get us involved and we do all the work.
Yes, this is exactly correct, folks. Like, this processing company has been in works for over 20 years. 20 years. That is older than most of you are. And today we're just going to get rolling with these questions so that we can get you guys the answers so you guys can get signed up today. And we can get you past all of those fears or false fears, I should say, that you have about credit restoration. Okay. One of the main questions that I hear you guys ask me a lot is about the credit repair is about your credit reports. One second, get the main one off my list. Okay, what are the qualifications what are the qualifications to enter into the credit repair services?
Okay. So the qualifications for a company to do the work?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, good thing is anybody can do credit, okay? Anybody can go out there and fix their own stuff. They go to the library, they can use Google, they can do the research. Well, I don't change my own oil, you know? I don't mow my own lawn. I got time for it. Not that I'm better than anybody else, but I pay somebody to do it. But at the end of the day, qualifications, you need a bond, a surety bond. And most credit repair companies, if they don't have that, then they're in violation of the FTC.
Okay.
You take over one second. Give me a second.
No problem. Okay, FTC, which also leads us to what will be our next question. I know most of you have about the FTC. You may have heard of credit suites. Credit suites are actually illegal. In the credit suite, people are utilizing the FTC affidavit of identity theft, claiming false identity theft against your report in order to get things removed. This is a highly negative, toxic thing to your credit report. It is something that you do not want on your credit report. And I will tell you personally, not because I'm just in the industry, but to stray away from companies that use such practices.
Okay, sorry about that. I was hearing double, so I had to mute the one screen. Sorry about that. Go ahead. What was that question again?
I was notifying them about the FTC and credit suites and how they are illegal and how they are very damaging to credit reports.
Right. The sweep makes you, the people that you hire to do that, make you go do a police report, which is fraud. They lie on a police report and then they go put a fraudulent alert on your credit. When you put a fraudulent alert, or whatever you want to call it today. I don't even know. I got to look at it, read it by verbatim. But As soon as you put that alert on your credit, you are automatically not allowed to apply for instant credit. You're disqualified.
And as you guys would know, that is definitely not something you want. You want the ability, once your credit is repaired to an extent and to be able to apply for credit, you do not want to be denied. It's not good. You don't want the extra work that entails, and it's best to stay away from all companies who practice those remedies. Okay, next
right.
question.
I mean, making a false police report, I mean, come on, that's unethical, you know, it's burning up our resources, making cops do more than what they need to be doing, you know?
Yeah, completely throwing us off. Okay, next question. How much do I, the client, need to be involved in the process of the credit repair?
We really need them. Okay, so Jude has a software that the clients can log in and they can see what's going on and communicate with the investigators. Excuse me. So you don't have to be on call 24/7 as a customer or client, but you have to be accessible. So if there's something on a credit report that's inaccurate or needs your attention, we're going to pass off that notification to Jude and his team to get a hold of you to you know, open your eyes to say, hey, this is inaccurate. This is not filing right. But on the everyday process, we do not need the customer involved.
Okay. But we do need you accessible, mainly because if we have questions or things that we're working on the report, that we obviously would need you to be present.
Right. I'll give you an
time.
Example. One of the examples is this. They sign up the contract and they put an address that nobody knows it's a new address. So when we go in and start looking and investigating, the address doesn't match up. And everybody knows your address has to match up to your Social Security number, because that's the only way they can identify who you are because of the frauds out there and the scandals, hackers. And so if you have, you know, 10 different addresses and you give Jude and his company an address nobody knows, we got to get a hold of you because we need to get the previous address. And there's a process, a few things you have to do to get right.
Got you. So there's your answer. As we move on, roll on to the next question. I heard from a friend that credit repair is about your credit report, not about your credit score. Is this true?
No, that's far from true. Folks, your credit report is a report card of your character. Okay, yes, credit history shows a lot. Credit scores are how they justify a loan. They say, you know, there's a criteria, like a 620 to get approved, 680. I think the lowest right now is a 620 to get a car. Credit scores are a huge impact on your credit buying power.
Okay, and that buying power is realizing that your credit score, the reason that you're coming through the credit repair is to remove the negative items, which can there in turn create that credit score that will allow you to get the credit, to get those lower interest rates, and to get the things that you need in life at a way cheaper rate.
Yeah.
This is why.
Because you don't want to come in with a 400 credit score, you're going to get hit with a 21% interest rate. But you come in with an 850, your interest rate's probably below 5.
Yes. Wait, did you hear that, folks? Below 5. Has anyone here had a below a 5% interest rate? I'll wait. Thank you. We're trying to get you guys to the prime credit. We're trying to get you out of the subprime. We're trying to get you out of these high interest rates. We're trying to get you out of these high payments that you're making in life, and to get your payments lower, there in turn saving you money. You are paying for repair to save money over time. That's why we tell you that this small fee that we're charging you will create cheaper payments in life overall. This is why we market the credit restoration services to aid you all the way around. Okay, with that said, a question that we get a lot. If an item is removed, will it come back on the credit report?
Great question. Well, the law says they cannot re-age that account, meaning that if it came with a, you know, 9-digit number and then they changed it next time by adding a, you know, your social security number with some lettering, if it's deleted, it cannot come back unless you are notified in writing, certified mail by that collection agency or the original creditor. If it does come back, that violates the law of what's called re-aging. It's $1,000 per item per bureau. So let it come back. You'll get paid.
And when you say get paid, who handles the service of the suing of the company? Will the client personally have to go to
our company? No. Our company will handle that for them, and there's no charge for that. And then hopefully they just get a check in the mail.
Got you. So, people, I know y'all ask that question a million times a day. If something is removed, will it come back? And there's your answer right there. There is your answer.
I'll make sure everybody knows it gets resold. I mean, that happens. So you might want to talk to Jude on upgrading the services that we offer for debt elimination. So that's another conversation.
Oh, yes. Would you like to speak of the debt elimination today, or would you like to just stay on the question form?
Let's go on the question form. We don't have an audience, so, I mean, they're building the audience.
Yeah, so that's no point wasting the time. Okay, a question. My ex-husband was supposed to pay this account. He didn't and damaged my score. Now what do I do?
Well, great question. Was it a divorce? Do you have a divorce decree? Give us a divorce decree and we'll take care of the rest.
Ooh. That was a good one. I didn't know that at all. okay. Let's get to these next ones because they're all going to listen to the show later, so that's what we'll just say with these questions. And I'll
to
build on more questions.
Yeah, they
want to
come back.
Okay.
And we're going to do that program where they can pay to ask their certain questions.
Yes, sir. That's the best way. That's the best way. And the only serious. And we know they're not wasting time. Here at Top Flight, a lot of people ask about our pricing. The reason that we price the way that we are, because we want to work with serious people. We want to work with people who are ready to make the change and who are ready to take the steps it needs to improve their credit. Next question. Okay, a debt collector has called me about an old debt, and they call and harass me plenty of times in the day. What can I do about it?
If you're a paying client of ours, we'll shut that down. If you're asking a question to do it on your own, I would probably ask you to study the C&D. The cease and desist letter. And be careful how to utilize it.
Got you. So you see Top Flight is offering you plenty of services to be able to get the information you need to stop collection calls now instead of you waiting weeks upon weeks and being attacked, and we could possibly remedy the situation for you. Okay. Well, my mother and her friends always tell me beware the credit repair companies that you use because often a lot of them are untrustworthy. And what makes your company with Top Flight safe and honest? How can we know that you are one of those trustworthy companies?
Well, Top Flight is ranked on credit restoration with our association, 20-plus years, $5 million surety bond, and I'm not going to lose my relationship with the Top Flight because they're our client. So, again, anybody could do this if they know how. There's ethicalness. At the end of the day, just ask the right questions, sign a contract, make sure everybody's in the know. That's all. Most people pay money to credit repair companies, they get scammed, and then the companies go out of business or disconnect their phone numbers.
Got you. And as I will tell you, Top Flight is here to stay, folks. Top Flight is here to stay. We are here to change lives. This is an initiative to get everybody on a plane of good credit, which could allow them to get to other things in life, such as business credit and funding ability, the ability to fund their goals and dreams and business as well. So the credit restoration is merely the start of giving you the foundation to get to every other place that you would like to get into life, whether it be, i.e., a car, purchasing a home, establishing a business. It all hover and rotate around starting with your personal affairs and getting your personal credit restructured. So that
it you got to learn to crawl before you can walk, right?
Yep, exactly. Have to get it in. Have to get it in. Okay, I have a credit report which has a ton of inquiries. How are those inquiries affecting my credit scores? Inquiries and late payments affecting my credit score?
Great question. One inquiry, you lose 18 points. Let me explain what an inquiry is. Inquiry is when your credit report is pulled and viewed by a finance advisor or underwriter or bank or credit card company. So it's 18 points times three because they usually pull what's called a tri-merge. Tri means three. Tri-merge means one report with all three bureaus. That's how they're justifying your credit. They're looking at three different sources, not a one-on-one direct, which is a disadvantage to you because you have some challenges and it's all exposed. And that's how they're doing it. That's not fair. It's called financial profiling. So at the end of the day, a 30-day late, you lose 80 points, up to 80 points. That's hard, folks. That's hard to swallow.
Yeah, 80 points. 80 points. Okay. Next question. Since we have 8 minutes left, let's try to get these questions in, folks. I co-signed on an auto loan for my daughter. When I tried to refinance my mortgage, I found out she has been paying it late, and it's hurting my credit score. What can I do to get that information removed?
Well, there's a couple different ways, and all right, okay. So are you both on a loan? We would have to ask, okay? You would have to better your credit, and then you would have to do what's called a refinance, and you would have to remove your daughter from the mortgage line.
Got you. So you
just
throw one
out there for
you,
if I may. I know we're short on time.
Okay.
Breach fees. Why are people catching breach fees? Want to talk about that?
Yes, most definitely. Let's go.
All right, so the scenario rolls like this, folks. You come in, you're being talked to by a professional. People that know the industry have been around we're almost, 40 years combined of knowledge. And when you're asked to get a certain third-party software or a monitoring, and you come in and we utilize that to show that you're good faith, that you're trying to get your credit repaired and you're trying to be a good paying citizen to the banking eyes, and then you default and don't pay that credit monitoring service. Folks, that's a huge blow to the industry. It's a huge blow to us because how else can we help you when you're changing your name illegally or you're changing the passwords or you're putting fraud alerts on your credit report? You've already been flagged. We have to remove those flags. So there's certain processes and certain things we have to do to prove your innocence.
So this, again, folks, are things that you have to assist us on. We're here to help, and we need your assistance to do so. So the things that we ask you to do are to benefit you. They are not there to harm you. We are not trying to get you to pay extra on anything. We are here to help you. And we need these things, these small things follow in order for this process to work correctly. And that is the reason why you could incur a breach fee. It's simple. If you can pay attention to a small amount of
Remember, Jude, when one of your paying clients, sorry to interrupt you, I think there's a little delay. Okay. Remember the one client came in and he got better credit and he went out and applied for a mortgage? folks. That's a breach.
But yeah, like plain and simple, guys. You cannot apply for things while having your credit repaired. It is a reason that you are getting your credit repaired. Until you are notified that you are to a level that you are complete, a part of our game plan, you cannot, I repeat, you cannot apply for credit while going through credit repair. It is not how it works, folks. It is simply not how it works at all. Pre-C, we talked about the... Okay, one question that I get a lot. I have a open bankruptcy, or I have a bankruptcy that did not go through. Are those serviceable?
Yeah, and then you want to probably also touch base on the student loans because I know you run out of time. So, bankruptcies can be deleted. And here's the reason why. The judge, seeing your case, approved it for you to either, one, pay back to the creditors, or two, you're not walking in and just wiping out your credit. It doesn't work that way no more. So, but the law does not say that it has to be on your credit report. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the credit reports are nothing but data furnishers. They're going out and they're finding your information and they're stealing it publicly, and then they're publishing it on their servers, their website, and they're selling your data to other people, folks.
Selling. They make money off your private information. Do you think that's good, people? Do you think that these companies should be able to sell your private information to other companies and make money? No. That's where we come in. And as we continue, student loans, the number one question on the board, what can be done with student loans?
All right. Student loans are not from the government. Student loans are from a bank, no matter how you cut it, however you look at it. At the end of the day, there's many different tactics you can utilize a student loan. One, you can eliminate the liability, which is the balance owed. You could defer it. We defer it for 10 years on our program. So if we get involved, we'll defer your student loans for 10 years, which you don't have to worry about. No payments for 10 years. Because there is some law out there that I gotta go find it that states that they can't act on the student loan until after you get your employment. Obama did something, and I don't know about probatium, but there's a clause that says the student loans can't be collected until they're in their job, you know, the time they can pay it back. We can get the loan forgived. We can eliminate it. You know, we can offset it. We can offer compromise. Folks, there's millions and millions of ways of doing things. But as soon as they break the law and they change the interest rates or change this, change that, then you know we're in the win.
Gotcha. Folks, we know we have a minute left. We know you have more questions. Our next shows we'll be offering where you can pay a small donation, and with that small donation, you can have your individual question answered live on the show from a processing company with over 20 years of experience. So thank you for joining in the Rude Jude Credit Dude show. We'll be back tomorrow morning with another brand new show, and we hope you guys have your questions ready. And we'd like to thank Mr. X for joining us today. He will be here every show.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, sir. Okay, folks. I hope that you enjoyed the show, and we have many more to come and more education to drop.